my dog might howl, I hope he don't, but he did last night.
Did he?
Yeah. Blame my mouth organ, he do.
You never have done before, but when she play the mouth organ, he go frantic.
So don't start up yet, will you? Just give me a breather.
In France.
Who's that? Now you want. He didn't teach me how to play it, but I took it from him, and he told me where I went wrong, so I had to get it right. He didn't tell me what to do, but yeah. He said, stop a minute, that ain't right. He said, try it again. Then I had to try it again, and that's how I learned to play, but he wouldn't tell me what to do. Do you want it again?
The peacock poised at the top of the fountain spout. Ducks his head and shifts warily from claw to claw. Holds him so precariously, leaning this way and that, afraid of falling, hating the rising water. The view up there must be marvellous, but he doesn't see it. He looks down at us, looking up, and we are thinking, how lovely, how magic, how perfect it is. Frightened glassy eyes, and sways sideways each way, over and over shifting. the weight of his claws on the water. Peacocks can't walk on water, of course, but water is holding him. And
doesn't he look
doesn't
marvelous?
Look marvelous, Mummy. Look at the way his feathers dry. And he ducks his head like, look, Mummy. He's looking at me, Mummy. Did you see him?
Did you see? He was nodding at me.
He was nodding. My Mummy watches the frantic bird without changing her expression, and the peacock discovers he can splay his feet in the water and splays his feet in the water, lifts his head, and slowly, slowly, spreads that visionary tale.